Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about your internal biome, also called poo therapy. Well, now this is several different articles. First one we're going to start with is from Nature Magazine, 11 April 2024, page 275. A bacteria strain linked to colon cancer is pinpointed. So they found a type of bacteria in your intestines that actually increases your chance of getting colon cancer. Well, you definitely don't want that one. Now, with some DNA analysis, we could get, now it's a strain of a bacteria. So the general species of that bacteria, still normal, it's just this one little subset is bad. So we need to be able to test for that subset with a little bit of DNA and make sure we don't have that one. And then we go with another article from Science News, April 6, 2024, page 8. Frostbite drug reduces amputation risk. Now, when you get frostbite, your blood vessels freeze up and your organs kind of die, usually your fingers and toes. Well, this drug opens up your blood vessels and allows the blood to flow again, therefore returning blood flow sooner to those frostbitten areas, so your odds of losing those toes, etc., decrease. But that reminded me of a particular fish in Antarctica that has a chemical in its system so that if it does freeze, it doesn't cause the crystals to crystallize, and then when it thaws, the fish is alive again. Well, if we can take that protein that prevents crystallization of ice, or at least large crystallizations, we should be able to put that into a bacteria in your gut so that your body is constantly producing this protein that will flow throughout your whole body so that if you do get frostbite, your finger freezes. As it thaws, it doesn't die. And you return blood flow to it, and you're back to normal. Well, that is one of those, it's possible to do. But for now, they do have a chemical that will return the blood flow sooner. So at least that's pretty good. And that's the two that are related today. I have two more bio articles that I was going to cover. And I said, nah, they're not related close enough to make it one article or one rant. So now, inside your colon, you have a whole lot of different species of bacteria and a whole lot of different strains of those species, producing an enormous amount of different chemicals, different proteins that go throughout your whole body. Now, maybe, well, let's check those and see if there are other species, other breeds of bacteria that make you less likely to have cancer in general, less likely to have a specific type of cancer, etc. There's a lot of research needs to be done on your gut bacteria. There's not a lot of money in it at the moment, and that because of the gross factor, a lot of people won't study it. And that leads to a sort of a related rant. Trash guys, trash men, trash companies especially, make a lot of money because nobody wants to deal with trash. A plumber that deals with sewage systems makes a lot of money. That guy makes some serious money because nobody wants to deal with poo. You go out there, you make money. You can make money different ways. And getting into a business that nobody wants to get into is a great way to make money. So if you're looking for a new career, find something that nobody wants to do, nobody wants to get involved with, but it still needs being done. That's why we pay soldiers rather well. We pay soldiers rather well now because we don't draft them. And we have to pay them well because either you get the worst of society or you pay them well. And nobody wants to get shot at. So we pay you well. Well, same with police, same with a lot of other jobs. The worst thing about the job, consider it. And if you're willing to accept that, you can make some money. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing out.